Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to the latest global news, recorded at 0300 hours GMT on Tuesday, the 6th of April. I'm Julian Bedford with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news today. Coming up, let the race begin. Prime Minister Gordon Brown sets a date for the British election, even though his Labour Party are the underdogs. President Karzai's brother, Wali, denies allegations of corruption and drug running.
Believe me, if there was something in that drugs related, they will find something. All the drug related agencies are working here, and I can guarantee they will find something.
Tiger Woods makes his comeback as the world's number one golfer, but has he scored with the public?
Coming into today, I didn't know what to expect, and the encouragement that I got, it blew me away, to be honest with you, it really did.
And attempts to combat the radicalization of Britain's Somali community. The campaign posters are up, the battle lines have been drawn, all that's missing is an election date, and that is expected to be announced shortly. Britain is going to the polls. The choice before the electorate, Gordon Brown's Labour Party, which is seeking its fourth consecutive term in office. The main opposition is the right-wing Conservative Party. And the possible kingmakers, which have traditionally maintained the centre ground, the Liberal Democrats. The backdrop, the sharp economic downturn, and a recent scandal involving British members of Parliament, from all sides, fiddling their expense claims. So how keen are the members of the public to cast their vote? We went into central London to find out.
My name's Sarah Duplessis and I'm 33. The expenses scandal, more than ever, has made people more aware of the impact they have with their vote. I think coming out of a recession means that people don't feel that sense of complacency that they have with Labour in the past. So they are looking for changes. People are wanting to know how things are going to improve. I work for the public sector. I'm a teacher. So that's really important to me. And I really want to know, you know, what the future for education holds. And at the moment, I think there are changes that do need to be made.
William Coggan, I'm 43. I would say I'm engaged. Perhaps more than usual this time because there's a very good chance there's going to be a change of government. I am so horrified at the state of the economy. And Gordon Brown is to blame, in my opinion. He's the Prime Minister now. For 10 years before that, he was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the debts that we have are spiralling out of control.
I'm 35 years old. I'm pretty engaged in politics as a whole, but to be honest, I don't really think it's going to make very much of a difference whether it's Conservative or Labour, the next government. Politicians are human beings with their weaknesses. If they can gain the system, they'll gain the system like the rest of us. I didn't have a particularly high view of politicians before, and it's the same as.
My name is Derek Hassel. My age, I'm 46. Well, the whole expenses scandal is pretty disillusioning, and politicians, by and large, do not answer questions. They just don't. They avoid issues and questions, and I think the most interesting possibility is a hung parliament.
Lee Adams, 26. I just think Conservatives are just going to take over, really. Labour have really sold the country down the pan. There's a lot of cutbacks. We need a change. The country needs a change, definitely.
Our very own unscientific poll on the streets of London, but you don't really need a poll to know the British voting public is as unenthused about these elections and the politicians in general as perhaps never before. John Curtis is Professor of Politics at Strathclyde University in Glasgow. Manuela Zaragoza asked him whether he expected this election to be fought more on the basis of personality or policy.
Well, the truth is that all elections are to a degree about personality, and certainly British elections are ones where certainly, you know, a party can win or lose 2 or 3% of the vote on the occasion simply because of the way in which people do or don't like a party leader. But in truth, the more crucial way in which party leaders matter is actually the principal vehicle through which a party communicates its message. Now, those messages consist of two things. Partly, they are about how well we've done in office, or according to the opposition, how badly the government have done in office. But the other side of the coin are the policy ideas that the parties have put forward. So in truth, at the end of the day, it's not necessarily the case that you should think of elections as occasions of being about, well, is it about leaders or is it about policies? The two are often crucially intertwined. People's views about the competence of the Labour Party and the ideas they're promoting are very heavily now interlinked with their perceptions of the merits or otherwise of Gordon Brown. And at the end, all of these things will matter as to whether or not the government is re-elected or whether the opposition Conservatives